and loaded.
I'm locked not loaded. And loaded.
Yeah, you sound pretty good, Logan.
I'm not loaded at all.
I am not ready. I'm really not ready. Give me a second here. I'm trying to figure out where the hell to save stuff to.
Microphone, to your computer. The computer.
Mono. Headset.
This, I guess. Check. I don't know what microphone I'm using. Hold on. Preferences, audio, hardware.
I would just say you're using one of them. Don't use two. You'll get some nasty feedback.
Yep, perfect. Okay, and now? And now I'm recording.
All right. That sounds pretty good. Well, welcome to the Council Cast. This is episode 100.
How long have we been live? How much of that was live?
Enough.
Comfortable.
Enough.
This is episode 166 being recorded on not May 4th, but May 11th, 2021. The council is now in session, and as with every week, we will make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Random shit.
With a little background and next to no expertise.
A giant dump.
Maybe I am.
Welcome. Oh. Everyone.
All council cast decisions are final.
Wait. I've got it right here.
Oh.
What is going on? Cancel this episode.
He just ate his poop.
We have been canceled. Our show just got canceled. This is. Paste this up.
I think Fox just canceled us. We no longer have a TV show.
We had a sponsor?
Great.
How much should we get paid?
I don't know if I would want Fox to sponsor us. I'm sorry.
That's why they canceled us.
I don't know if that's racist or not, but I don't think so.
It's channelist. Don't be channelist. Come on.
Don't be channelist.
That's the word. I meant to say that.
Well, you know, we have been missing all of our listeners. I think that Silas has an apology for everybody who does listen to the Council Cast weekly. I'll turn it over to him.
Apology. I have a formal apology. I'd like to say, sorry, not sorry. I haven't been posting the videos because you don't deserve to hear the high quality. And also, I've been lazy and I'm sorry.
Lazy? I don't know about that. We accept your apology, but I think the lazy part's a little.
You don't accept my premise for the apology?
It's not believable.
I actually only accept that you're lazy, and I don't accept the rest of it.
You don't accept the apology or any of it, except for the fact that I said I'm lazy. Everyone I think want to vote
council,
on that apology?
Go ahead the council should vote on Silas's apology. I say thumbs up for your apology.
Thanks.
Logan thumbs down while he's chewing on I don't know what.
Perfect.
Well, you know,
Blaine, you're the deciding vote there.
Yeah, you know, I give it a thumbs up. I'm good with that.
203,
the apology was accepted.
You know, in the future, though, we may not have to listen to Silas's apologies because we'll be able to read his brain activity. Because researchers have now come up with a way to track your brain activity remotely. So no more
Isn't that what cell phones are for?
No, that just gives you brain cancer.
Oh,
that's what a Samsung phone is for.
Yes.
Great.
Apparently you no longer have to be hooked up to a machine
if
somebody wants to read your brain activity. Apparently, they have finally figured out how to make wireless communications work. Like, for the first time ever, apparently.
So this could be like the movie Dreamscape?
No.
No, it'll be like a Minority Report.
Yes.
Oh. I did like that movie. It was okay.
It'll be just like Minority Report, except instead of having the people, like, in the little tanks, they can do it with a remote control now.
Oh. Yes. Well, that's nice.
They don't have to lie in tanks anymore. They can, like, go about their business normally.
So now, why did they have to, like, 3D print a ball and laser print a name on it?
In what?
In Minority Report. What are we talking about?
It's probably so they could eat it. I don't know.
That is the question of the hour. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about? Oh, that's right. Blaine had a topic. Hold on a second.
Brian's going to read up on it real quick.
So wait, they were able to let me read up on it really quick. 3D print a name on a ball?
They used precogs that could laser etch names on balls with their mind.
That's what they did. That was their purpose.
In a first, people track their brain activity to laser print their names on their balls. That's what
impressive. I've got. You said precogs.
They laser print their name on their balls. Yes.
Thumbs up.
That's terrible. So now, do these things, these little implants that are supposed to be able to read our brains, do they stick on the outside of our heads, or do they have to, like, implant them under the, in the skull?
I think part of this is inside. So, I mean, this really, I'm still trying to understand this. I mean, machines like this today. You have to be plugged into a computer, and all they've done is added a Bluetooth transmitter to that.
Bluetooth is reliable.
I mean, makes sense to me. I mean, I can't believe that it took them this long to figure out that they could use Bluetooth to transmit wireless signals.
I don't know.
But are they hoping to do with, like, are they hoping that we could
why is this important?
Talk to each other without talking to each other?
Well, I think it's important because it allows, you know, basically you're not tethered to a machine anymore. So you can kind of go about your normal day-to-day business and it will, like, talk to your cell phone or something like that and send data back to the hospital instead of you just lying in a hospital bed for forever.
So wait, you're not going to be able to control things with your mind?
Not any more than you can now.
No.
They're not hooking this up so that you can go send a text message to.
Then you can just think.
Blaine and say, Blaine, I'm not going to be at CouncilCast tonight.
Nope.
Period. I quit. Period. JK, LOL. Period.
That is not how this works. Let's
hang out later on CouncilCast. Period. Send. We can't do that anymore?
Nope. Maybe you could do that, like, with Siri in your brain.
Ooh, that'd be awful.
If you could implant your iPhone in your brain, you might be able to do that.
That'd be bad. It'd be like, you'd be thinking, hey, Siri, and they'd be like, I'm sorry. Oh, no, go, don't go. No, Siri's popping up. No, I don't want to talk to you, Siri. Gosh. Never mind. It'd be like that all the time.
Hey Logan, what's the equivalent of Siri for Samsung?
Watson.
Google?
Bixby.
Bixby? Google. You say Bixby?
Google.
Bixby?
Google.
Are you in
Can you the mute him?
What are you?
Hey, Google.
That's the new set for Star Trek 4.
Darkness. Even darker than before.
That's where I'm gonna get these brain implants.
I'm going to say a thumbs up for brain implants.
I am going to give this a thumbs up, even though it's a pretty small leap for these guys to make. But, you know, I'm glad they finally got there. So, thumbs up on that.
I hope for the sake of the medical profession that this does something for them. So, in the spirit of hopefulness, I'll give it a thumbs up as well.
This just in. It likely won't.
Likely won't what?
Likely won't help any doctors or nurses or scientists do anything of any useful value to anyone.
It'll most likely just turn into ads and they'll sell your data. They'll sell your thoughts.
Yeah, you won't be able to tell anyone to do anything, but you'll have ads being delivered directly to your brain.
There you go.
That's by far one of my favorite, like, sketches in Futurama is when Fry wakes up from a dream that was an advertisement for underwear. And he was so mad. He's like, in the 20th century, they wouldn't send us. We didn't have advertisements in our dreams. It was just on TV and the radio and billboards and buses and t-shirts and shoes. But never in our dreams.
Well, you know,
that's a good fry.
You won't have to worry about that in the long term, because if an asteroid was to hit the planet this year, we're all screwed.
Bring it on!
So this is a simulated world-ending disaster?
Yeah, so apparently there is an international exercise which simulates an asteroid striking Earth, and apparently it did not go so well.
Oh.
So they were simulating a asteroid hit around October 14th of 2021, and they were notified about 6 days in advance. And turns out that we're all screwed. There's no way
Didn't the U.S. reviewers say that they just, at the initial onset of analyzing the data, they just said, yeah, Europe isn't going to make it. We're not even going to look at that.
Pretty much. That's
But doesn't this wipe out the planet?
I mean, yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah, so it's going to hit around, you know, between the Czech Republic and Germany and Austria, it looks like. And
bad that all I think about when that happens, that I'm just like, this is awesome. My student loans are gone. Like that's
Yeah, but so are you, though.
Yeah.
For everyone to pay, I guess.
it's pretty depressing, but I mean,
well, I don't understand why they're simulating a world-ending asteroid. I mean, really, what's to be gained by this? That's like trying to do a disaster emergency disaster. It's like doing the emergency disaster plan for your city, and the disaster is it's hit by 12 nuclear bombs. I mean, there's nothing left. What do you do? I don't know. Just the book that you had the plans on and the computer that there were, everything's gone. I don't get this.
Their biggest takeaway is that they were like, if this was to actually happen, we're just going to tell everybody to run for the hills. Like, you're right. There is no action that they decided that they could take. They're like, we're just going to tell everybody that you're screwed and do with that as you wish.
Mass hysteria. They wouldn't tell us anything.
No.
They're like, it's not going to hit us. Don't worry, guys.
And they're driving into the deepest bunker that they can find.
I totally agree. I do not think that if anyone high up knew this was actually going to happen, no one would tell anyone.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess don't plan on knowing that an asteroid's going to hit you and that you might die in the near future. So.
Okay. It's good to know. I think it just sucks what the government just did. I can't believe they would do that to us.
I mean, I can't believe they just killed all of Europe right now. I mean,
yeah, I mean, they're just this gone. Is essentially the Kobayashi Maru, right? Like, it's an unwinnable exercise, and let's just continue to repeat it so that we can all learn fear. Hey, I've got news for you, government people. We just went through 2020. We don't need another Kobayashi Maru, all right?
You just repeat this scenario with the asteroid hitting different parts of the planet, and the results are the same. I still don't get the point.
You know, why are we spending time and effort simulating this when we could be simulating more important things?
Like, I would agree. Like, I'm going to say thumbs down. That's a waste of time.
Like, where was this Chinese rocket going to fall? You know, we spent all this time and effort simulating where an asteroid is going to fall, and instead we couldn't do that for the Chinese rocket? Come on.
I give it a thumbs down. That simulation is worthless. Hey, let's simulate what happens when the world ends. Great. Unless you can simulate how people are going to respond. Like, is it going to be like Mad Max? Or is it going to be more like Red Dawn? Or is it going to be more like what are the people going to do? Like, that's what I'm more interested in.
Yeah, it's
there will be some people left. At the end of the world, there will be some people left.
You know, it doesn't make any sense. I agree.
How we can even begin to guess what we're going to be doing next.
I give him a thumbs down for not adequately preparing. How about that?
Okay.
Perfect.
But, you know, something that you may actually survive an asteroid strike is the robot Spot from Boston Dynamics, unless it belonged to the New York Police Department, because they have now put that shit down. No more doggy for you.
Oh, they put the dog down?
Yep. The New York City Police Department had apparently been contracting with Boston Dynamics for these robot dogs, the Spot dogs, to use them for I don't know what. But apparently they decided that they're done with them.
I do.
What were they using them for?
I can't say.
Would you have to kill us if you told us?
Yes. Actually, the dog would.
No, I know what they're used for.
Well, it can't anymore. It's put down. They put it down.
It's a bomb-sniffing dog. And so it's got detection systems, and it walks up to something that's suspicious and
taps it until it blows up.
No, it sniffs it, and then it barks or sits. It sits like in the movie. And then they know that it's
Yeah, no. That's not how it works.
That's what they would do then. Yeah.
You're all wrong. That's not how it works.
What is it?
The dog actually chases down criminals. And
chases them.
tackles them to the ground and holds them there for fear of their lives of this mechanical dog biting straight through their jugular.
I'm not sure that's it, because I've seen this dog and it does not go fast.
Well, so actually they do have a comment in this article later on where I think one of the reasons people don't like them is because they can use them for killing other people. And they actually have an example where in Dallas, I guess they used a bomb-equipped walking bot to kill a man.
What?
Yeah. So, like, imagine if there was a bomb strapped to that robot dog and it walked up to you and it was like, goodbye, and then it just blew up.
What if there was a bomb strapped to a real dog and it walked up to you and it went off?
Much better solution, apparently.
Dog all over
the animals.
Yeah, I like how they called it Digidog.
I'm struggling with the dog. This is about the third time we've talked about this dog. I've struggled with it every single time. I don't.
Well, you know what I struggle with is that apparently the New York City Police Department had a contract to not. They didn't outright own these bots. They were actually contracted. They were leasing them, and the lease was apparently $94,000. And I think the robots, that is actually more than what a robot itself would have cost if they had just bought a robot.
I just text Ethan.
How could they in that series? Sorry.
They ripped its doggy brain out.
And what did Ethan say?
Ripped its brain out? Oh my gosh. I did not like this article. Thumbs down.
I have thumbs down for the whole dog thing ever since it came out. I'm really struggling with that big yellow.
Brian's
mechanical.
Sticking to it.
I'm sticking to it. I haven't liked it one time, so I'm sorry. Sorry.
You know, we can go back and check whatever it is.
Yeah.
There are no transcripts. You'd have to actually listen to a past episode. No one wants to do that.
None of us have ever listened to an episode.
Well, if one of our listeners wants to go back. Of this.
I've tried. It's just too painful. I can't do it.
So the robot
Our
itself
audio quality has always been
top notch.
Perfection.
The robot itself cost $74,000, and the police department was leasing them for $94,000. I can only imagine a year.
Okay, so I'm going to say thumbs down for the dog and thumbs down for an amazing use of tax dollars.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't live in New York. Yeah. Thumbs down to this, but, you know, thumbs up for stop wasting money, I guess? I don't know. Makes sense to me.
But
thumbs
up for that dog having an amazing, amazing life.
Those dogs aren't big though, aren't they? Aren't they huge?
Mastiffs.
Yeah, they're like 10 feet tall. They're like Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Wow.
Thumbs down for killing dogs.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of not killing people, Signal, everybody's favorite messaging app, has apparently...
Which one?
Huh?
Which one?
Signal.
Oh, yeah, I use that all the time.
So, Signal, which is a messaging app that's known for its security and, you know, kind of keeping things private, apparently hacked the phone hacking company, Cellebrite. You may remember the Cellebrite company because these are the guys who basically have figured out a way to hack into encrypted iPhones. And so they've kind of been working with law enforcement to get access to criminals' iPhones and dig through their data and stuff like that. And apparently the guys behind Signal decided that, hey, you know, why don't we hack the software that they're using to hack phones? And they found a lot of problems. Like...
Oh, my.
A huge amount of problems. Basically, they were like, yeah, you know, we found out that if you have, like, just a file, you could have, and the software finds that file on your phone, it basically can do whatever it wants to the software. So, basically, they're like, yeah, it's throwing a lot of doubt into how good of a piece of software this is. So, people who've been convicted from finding things on their cell phone from the software are now having like cases reopened because they found out that you could just relatively easily hack the software that was hacking the phone.
oh wow.
Which seems like pretty big oversight for a company that's supposed to have good security.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird.
Oh, man.
That's not good.
Kind of cool and not cool at the same time.
I mean, I give them a thumbs up for, you know, turning the tables a little bit here. I like that. You know, somebody must have pissed these guys off for them to basically be like, your software sucks.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of their cousins got arrested for something stupid because the cops hacked their iPhone or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, yo, you know cousin Mickey?
That's exactly what it sounds
arrested.
Like.
They said they found some images of something on his phone. Does he have an iPhone? Yeah, that's what I thought.
What? Why does he sound like this?
I have no idea.
He has, I don't know.
I would agree. It's kind of cool that they turned the tables on him.
How the turntables.
Yeah, there you go. I give it a thumbs up. Good for that.
Hey,
yeah,
thumbs up for you know. What I'm excited for is the movie of this. Because them hacking, you know, hacking movies are always great. And I imagine this hack movie was like they got dissed real bad by one of their, like one of them, or like one of them like made like a Yo Mama joke or something. And they're like, you know what, we're going to get them back. We're gonna hack them. It was a bunch of, like, a room full of...
No.
My story wasn't good enough.
Do it like this.
My story wasn't good enough.
What was your story?
It was your story.
You have a story?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one of the guy's cousins got
Oh, that's right. I think I got lost in the impersonation of the...
Yeah, I wasn't sure what you were doing.
Yeah, no.
I heard you just being like...
So, What it needs to be is rival tech hacking companies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like gangs. Yeah, they're doing the Jets and the... Yeah, that's
there
right.
You go.
Yeah, they come up to each other at the hackathon.
Has anybody commented on this yet? Is it just us? Anybody watching us tonight?
Nobody's watching.
Nobody
listening.
Nobody ever watches.
Nobody cares.
Two people are watching. I'm one of them.
Yep.
I think Blaine is the other. So we're just killing it. Crushing it.
You know who does?
We can fix it all in post.
You know who does care?
Elon
Musk.
Thumbs up. Now that I think about it as a movie, I want to watch this movie.
See, the two hacking companies are trying to hack the iPhone, and the one has the idea, and then the other one of them wins the race, and it ticks the other company off, and then they realize that. Daphne just said we're total morons, so she totally gets the show. I don't know why she's not one of our avid listeners. She is an avid listener. She's just not doing it digitally. She has to just listen to me talk.
She listens to you only.
She's listening to my version of everything, so of course we're total morons. Sorry about that, guys.
It's okay. It's kind of how the show was intended to be listened to, I think.
Well, something you don't need to hack, though, is your Tesla and its voice commands. If you want to open the charging port, you can apparently now tell your Tesla to open its butthole.
Next topic.
I think Elon Musk like really gets his audience.
So yeah,
he's marketing the butthole.
That's terrible.
So Teslas apparently have a wide range of Easter eggs, according to this article. And they have apparently abilities to like turn on fart mode, which apparently supports volume settings that go to 11. One of the latest ones here is you can apparently tell it to open butthole, and it will open the charging port for you, or close butthole, and it will close the charging port.
So it's not this close says, your butthole or open your
doing,
butthole.
It's opening his glove compartment.
Well, maybe
that's where you charge it.
Weird.
Maybe it got confused.
Look at that thing, Morty. Look at it. It makes no sense. It's just literally lumbering around.
Oh, and apparently, if you are wondering and you're a Beavis and Butthead fan, you can apparently say open bunghole and it will also do the same thing.
Oh, perfect.
Good. So glad.
Wow.
So
well, I was worried because that's literally the only way that I refer to a bunghole is by calling it a bunghole.
I did not know that.
I'm
still on my thumbs down. Blaine, but I'm just
the first comment on this article says, "What if you say goatsy?"
Oh, Eric says we finally have his attention. He's been here the whole time, just not paying attention. He said, "That's we appreciate that."
That seems
that's
fair.
What I've been doing.
That's
not so fair.
Wonderful of you.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to give this thumbs down because I'm like, I imagine Elon Musk just walks through the Tesla offices someday, like once a week, and he's just like, hey, Mr. Engineer, make this happen. And they're just like,
do we have to? And he's like, I pay your salary.
Yeah,
make sure that your kids have food on the table.
It takes him like 4 days, and like the engineer just freaks out about like making this update. He's like, should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? And it's like, the following week, he comes by and says, is it done yet? And they're like, oh, my God, and they get it done.
That's exactly what happens.
That do you work? Do you work there? Sounds very accurate to life.
Yeah, it sounds about right to me. I give it a thumbs down. Why not?
I give it a thumbs up. A thumbs up for bungholes.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know, it's something that you might be...
I'll give bungholes a thumbs up.
Something that you can't give thumbs up to is QR codes, which apparently, in most strange of strange cases, how many people just carry around loose QR codes on them? That sounds about right. Yeah. All right.
You never know when you might need to...
You might want to stop doing that if you live in Australia, that is.
Because
apparently a man got banned from carrying loose QR codes after he was altering COVID check-in signs. So apparently in Australia they have QR codes on these signs at events, and he apparently was pasting like fake QR codes over the top of them.
That's awesome. And also probably not awesome. Like here's my stance on this. I am totally for harmless acts of vandalism. if in the UK, all of their signs for rentals, the rental signs, they don't say, you know, inquire for a rental. apartment rental here or whatever. It's all to let the apartment. So
Let,
it's just all the signs everywhere just say to let. And I always wanted to have like just a post-it note with the letter I. So I could go sticky post-it up there so that it would say toilet. And it would just say toilet all over the place. There'd be toilet signs everywhere. I wanted to do that. With a post-it, mind you. Not like a permanent marker. Just a post-it. And somebody could be like, oh, well, that's not a toilet. And go take the post-it off. Be like, ah, And I'm just imagining some like grumpy goat going, That's what I would like. This is harmful. If people are trying to get their COVID shots and then they scan the QR code to get scanned in and it takes them to a video of Beavis and Butthead talking about bungholes. So,
well, apparently you would use it to scan with their app, and if you scan the QR codes the guy was pasting over, it wouldn't actually work. But apparently if you scanned it with just like a normal QR scanner app, it would redirect you to an anti-vax site.
Oh.
Yeah,
thumbs well, that's not good. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
I'll you know, give that guy like a funny thumbs gift up his bunghole.
Thumbs up his bunghole.
If it was like a funny gif or something, then I might be more interested, but it wasn't, so I'm not.
It was a QR code to...
If it was a QR code to... I don't know. Come back to me. I'll think about it.
All right. Well, I give it a thumbs down, but, you know, I laugh at the, you cannot carry loose QR codes anymore. As if somebody's, what do you do? You find this
what
guy
do you do
and
with
like,
them then?
Turn out all your pockets? How would you ever know?
Eric, your message was held for review because you used profanity, but we let it slip through. So you're welcome. I just accepted it.
That only makes sense. All right. Well, I think with that, we're going to move on to our Elon Musk pitches for the week.
Oh, I have a pitch. I would like Elon Musk to reach out to the other council cast on YouTube and tell them to either get out of town or join us on our council cast, and then we'll vote on whether or not their council cast gets to exist anymore.
Yeah, I don't think that I want to do that.
You know,
so they just need to get out of town.
Or join ours.
I started watching their episode and it starts almost identically to the first episode of our council cast. They're basically ripping us off shot for shot.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's a bunch of guys. They all sit together. They got their headphones on. The mics are awful. You can't hear the audio very, very well. They just start all laughing immediately because somebody's messed up. Like, it is a shot-for-shot remake. And, you know, I might call out some copyright violations. I might report them. I don't know. I just might do it.
That only makes sense to me.
That's pretty noncommittal of you.
They have 35 views on their first video, BTW.
35 views? Holy crap.
235 views.
Oh. Now I'm not impressed.
I'm upset about it.
I'm not impressed.
We've been doing this for years. Stop rickrolling our episode.
If the QR code went to a rickroll, that would be great.
Oh, that would be great. Okay.
That would
have
been
awesome. That would be all right. That would have been a good thing.
All right, that's my idea. It's not very good. Everyone give it a thumbs down, and we'll move on to the next one.
Thumbs up.
Oh,
so
how's Elon going to arrange
thumbs
that?
Thumbs up.
He'll do it.
I'll give you
working on bunghole idea.
Down
he'll figure
your
it out.
Bunghole.
He'll figure it out. That's all right.
I would like for Elon Musk to create a pen, writing pen, that will sync with my iPhone so that I can say to my iPhone what I want my pen to write. And then while I'm holding my pen, it will just write what I need it to write. So I'll say pen, sign my name, and once we get that established, and then it'll just sign my name. And I mean, I'll be holding it, but it'll sign whatever I need. Write whatever I need to write.
Or will it move the paper underneath?
I haven't worked out all the details, but I know that Elon can help me figure that out. And I know that it's a solid idea. I just need, you know, he and his team to get together to help figure the whole thing out. But ultimately,
a talk to handwritten.
Yeah, I think you're getting it. I'll just say, hey, honey, I'm going to be late. Love you. Bye. And this, I'll be holding the pen. Next thing you know, there'll be a little post that'll be written, and I'll be holding on to it, and it'll do its thing.
Where's that post-it go? Where are you late from? How long are you going to be? Where is this thing being sent to? Is it just a piece of paper that will live on your desk and nobody will ever see it ever again?
In that case, great question.
Sure.
Thumbs up. Love the idea. You've pointed out a lot of issues that I would love to see happen in real life. I don't want them to be fixed. I just want to see those issues.
I think it's great.
There's your challenges, Elon.
And wouldn't it be fun if you could change the language then, too?
No, then could actually, say, it'd be better if it could just change the color.
Just color. That's it.
Red ink.
When you were in...
you don't have to click anymore.
Where it has like all of the colors around the edges, so you can click one side down. And then you're like, oh, I know, I'm going to click them all down at the same time, and then you break the pen. Let's get those back. Let's bring those back.
I have like
two
of those.
No, so you got it there, and then you say, okay, I need to write this note in Chinese for my friend who's living in China. And then you say something, and then it makes you write that.
Have to get out the Mandarin pen.
Whatever.
You actually have to paint it. It actually transforms into a paintbrush.
Oh, yeah, so then it would be a brush.
Oh, my gosh.
A whole series of writing utensils, guys.
See, you guys give me a hard time about my ideas, and then you really jump on board and start to just totally go off like, you already have 8 different products that are just like it, but...
I give it a thumbs up.
I give it a thumbs up as long as it changes colors.
Talk to calligraphy.
See, we've got a name for it now.
Talk to calligraphy. Tell me your name.
All right. I got my pitch for Mr. Musk is, so I had an awesome experience last week where I was up in my attic, and it was really, really hot. And I think he should, and I was wearing a full suit, and I think he should come up with a full body suit that you can take up into the attic but keeps you cool. So you're not sweating your balls off as you're trying to work in something in 90-degree weather.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like the opposite of an astronaut suit.
Yeah, exactly. But it keeps you clean and it keeps you cool.
So not heat resistant, but heat repellent.
If you're going up in the attic, it exhausts the heat. It needs to be thin.
Yes. It can't be as bulky as a spacesuit. No.
That's a good idea.
Hot stuff. I got an idea. Thumbs up.
Blaine, did you want a suit of Logan?
Sure.
A thermos suit.
I repel plenty of hot
thermo.
Stuff.
I'm not sure I want to repel the hot stuff you've got.
Well, that's not what I was talking about, but it's a good point.
Thurman.
All right. Logan, you got one for us?
Yes. I would like Elon Musk to make a mouse.
A live mouse?
Like one with a tail or one for a computer?
Like one for a computer, but with a tail.
Or a computer with a tail. Gotcha.
So wired?
Nope. I don't want it to be called a mouse, though. I want it to be called a rat. And it's for people with big hands.
Wired.
Okay.
And it has a nasty rat tail that goes underneath your arm to help resist carpal tunnel syndrome.
Like Daffy said...
Slimy, nasty rat tail.
Daffy said, a mouse for a computer. Yeah, great. Elon Musk is really going to jump on that one. A lot of sarcasm.
It's not a mouse. It's a rat.
Okay. I especially like the fact of the tail going under the arm. That, for me, gives it a thumbs up.
Thumbs up for sure.
But this mouse should respond to voice commands like move to the left side of the screen and click on this program.
Yeah, so you're just stealing my idea.
Your hand.
You're just stealing my idea. That's like a Ouija board. That's gross. Don't say that.
Don't say that. Ouija board?
No. Don't say rat.
Said it.
Yeah, sure. You know what? I take back all my votes. That vote, even though they're final, I don't care. I'm taking them all back. I'm giving thumbs down to all of your ideas because you all gave a thumbs down to my idea. It doesn't matter if I told you to or not. So, yeah, that's how I'm going to end this episode.
All right. With that, I'm going to go ahead and call this council meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We record this podcast live on Tuesday nights on YouTube. And if you like what you saw and you want to check out all of our past episodes, you can go to councilcast.org. Or find us on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. If you have a topic you would like the council's decision on, you can email us at idontcare@councilcast.org or connect with us on Twitter at RealCouncilCast. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.